This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
I love everything about that delivery. Like, first of all, he starts, hey, Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
He just kind of was almost like a throwaway. And then he really wants to highlight who you're listening to.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs. Your pick stinks.
And then when he tells you that your pick stink, easily he does that in the most positive way of any Warrior all year long. It's like, hey, Dibs, your pick stinks. Yeah, like it's
you can hear
like,
the smile.
Yeah, like, Looney hated you when he said it. Dude, Dibs.
We don't need to run through all these. I see you working back
your
there.
Your pick stink.
Yeah,
but Jonathan's like, I want to tell you that your picks stink, but I really like you.
Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
The pause.
Yeah.
Like, your picks, and let me think about all of them that I've gone with, stink.
Dub Nation, it's Kyle Anderson.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah, these people are disappointed in you.
Well, he brought that home.
Jonathan's like, and I'd like to have a beer with you and talk about
Bay Area. It's Keith Santos here. Dibs, your pigs stink.
And he laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jonathan.
This is Quentin Post. You don't have that.
Dub Nation, it's Jerry Stackhouse. Hey, Dibs, your pigs stink.
Yeah.
Stack?
Yeah. That's.
We never play that one.
He had some juice.
And that one hurts because, I mean, that's a player that I
have actually
really
gambled on.
Well, I mean, hey, Jerry, thank you. When you guys went to Wake Forest back in January that one time, you guys blew it.
Oh, my gosh.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr.
No.
Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
I mean,
that's got force behind it, too.
Right.
Yeah. By the way.
Thank God that's all of them we have. I mean, because,
we wouldn't want any more.
No.
Dub Nation, it's Quentin Post.
No.
You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stink.
Hey, Dibs.
Quentin.
Fancy bumping into you here. Hey, Dibs.
Quentin appears to have just found out that his pick stink.
Right.
Dibs. He's just like stumbled upon it.
Well, and the element of surprise. Oh, hey, Dibs. While I have you here. Your pick stink.
Dub Nation is DeAnthony Melton.
No.
You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stink.
Okay.
I've never heard that one.
That was like they smell bad.
Dude, seriously. Let me get that again because the DeAnthony Melton era was way too brief, and I've never heard that one either.
Dub Nation is DeAnthony Melton. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stink.
Yeah, your pick stink.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stink.
Yeah.
That's all right, give me the next read.
Bay Area, it's Andrew Wiggins.
No.
It's game day, Dub Nation. Mark Grandy is on the pre and post tonight. Get locked in.
I'm going to lose my partner. Hey, Bay Area, it's Andrew Wiggins. God. Diction is very important to me, so I'm going to say this clearly. I'm going to do this one time only. You're listening to Mark Grandy on the postgame. Lock in, Dub Nation. Oh, P.S. God. Don't forget me when I'm gone. Shout out, Simple Minds.
Andrew sounds like he's way too close to the microphone.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins.
Totally.
I'm very passionate about enunciation.
You can almost...
It's an enunciation like you sensation.
You can hear what he had for lunch.
Dub Nation, it's Lindy Waters. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Okay, Lindy Waters even? Lindy Waters. Hi, Dub Nation. I'm wearing a name tag because none of you know who I am, nor will you remember me when I'm gone. Hey, Dibs, I will never meet you because I'll be traded before I have a chance. But your picks stink.
He read it like he knew he was gone. He's like, I might as well take shots at people. I'm not going to be here in June. So,
hi, Dub Nation. It's Pat Spencer. You don't know me, but you will love me, and then I'll be back on the bench. And by the way, Dibs, your picks stink.
There's no way we have Pat. There's no way. Right?
Dub Nation, this is Reese Beekman.
No. We don't.
There's got to be a TJD in there. I mean, he was
Grandy
a guy.
Grandy was here. He'd be able to find
Yeah, no,
no
I know.
You're doing great back there.
I know
there.
TJD's in there. I know TJD. We've heard TJD.
Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis.
Exactly.
You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
I mean, really?
Yeah. I mean, really?
Maybe Bay Area, it's Keith Santos here. No. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs this on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Oh, it's funny. You think it's funny that I lost money at the track this morning, Gee? I had a little pick five going at Gulfstream, and yeah, my pick stink. I bet the favorite, and it lost. Animals riding animals, so yeah.
Your picks a stink.
At least Steph Curry didn't turn on me. Thank God. And Draymond, that would have hurt.
Right, no time for that.
No time at all. Steph Curry and Draymond.
This is James Wiseman.
Thank you. Dub Nation, it's Steph Curry. I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm Steph Curry.
Dub Nation, I ain't got time for this.
Dub Nation, this is Steph Curry. I don't know if you noticed, but I just won a global humanitarian award yesterday with my wife.
Didn't he?
I'm not reading this ass.
Yeah, didn't he finish his exit interviews by saying, leave me alone? Didn't he do that?
Yep.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steph Curry. Leave me alone.
Dub Nation, this is Terry Stotts. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Don't tell me there's a Terry Stotts in there, Stackhouse. If Ron Adams took a shot at me, that would really hurt.
I think I get why you have trended a little bit more in the back JK game maybe than I have. He was the nicest guy to you.
No doubt.
Of everybody.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, backing JK... Of course. I mean, I shouldn't
have said it that way because
no,
I've already
because you've been down on him from the start.
No, stop.
There you have it.
I hate like again.
Put that on Twitter.
No, I wanna put this out there again.
And
for
I'm just
to,
joking.
I know
around.
You are.
You know that.
I'll put this out here for the second time this week. I can't stand the way this conversation went this year. I can't stand it. And so I don't think anybody's a JK hater, and I don't think anybody's a JK lover. I think that those statements are stupid. It's stupid. It's a bunch of people who've never met him before talking about who's a hater and a lover.
Well, apparently he seems to know about my picks.
Well, he knows you, yes. Yeah, well, I mean, you put them out in a public space and everybody's lost money. JK, poor guy, why do you think he's playing so hard for that contract?
It's because he's lost money on my picks.
He took your picks.
Well, if he's smart, he listens to the show and it's all about Fade the Dibber.
Fade the Dibbers.
Fade the Dibber. Yeah. That was the whole bit.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it's coming back soon.
Can't wait.
Fall will be here before you know it.
And the Niners preseason schedule's out. And I'll just say this now. The picks are in.
No, they're not.
They got two home, one road.
Who did they play? They played Chargers?
And Denver once. And thank you.
There you go.
They got one other game. They got two at home, one on the road.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Will Brock Purdy play in the preseason this year? When you make $265 million, do you still have to play?
A series, probably a quarter. Right. A quarter. Right. You want to get, you know,
yeah, get
you
loose.
Get a little sharp. Get a little loose.
Get loose. I wonder, kind of where that fits in to the whole conversation. Oh, and by the way, speaking of people saying things with force like they just were to you, we can add this to the conversation. We didn't play this yet this week. Did you hear this from Boogie Cousins earlier this week? Did you hear this?
No, I saw the text that came in our thread, and yeah. I was like, nah, I'll just wait to hear it live.
This is DeMarcus Cousins on FanDuel TV's Run It Back. Listen to what he said.
I think they lost him, man. I think Steve Kerr ruined that relationship with the DNPs. We've seen this happen time and time again when it comes to him and dealing with young talent. He just doesn't handle young talent well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
He doesn't develop young. I mean, out of the years he's been there, we've seen one guy develop under Steve Kerr, and they ran him off as well, and that was Jordan Poole. When it comes to young talent, I just don't think they handle it well. I could see Kuminga being on the move.
Okay, listen, I know a lot of people agree with that. A lot of people agree with that. I don't, and I think he's completely biased based on his experience here and elsewhere around the league. I don't know that DeMarcus Cousins has ever liked a coach. Has he? Has he ever liked a coach?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know he's never liked a broadcaster. I know that. But anyway, so I do say, A, consider the source. But B, I really don't like it when people do this and go, oh, what young player have they ever developed? Are you really going to sit here and tell us that while Steve Kerr is the coach, and by the way, he's not in charge of the developmental department, number one. And number two, are you really going to sit here and say, how many years has he been the coach now? What are we in?
11,
12,
I believe.
11 yep. And 12? Nobody's ever gotten better?
Right.
That's your take. No one has gotten better under Steve Kerr. That's actually a thing that we're going to go with. I mean, what if I threw it back at people? In fact, I heard someone do this yesterday. They almost kind of came at Steve Kerr because of Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome has had a really good year with the Cleveland Cavaliers this year. And I was like, wow, that's so unfair that someone is coming after Steve because Ty Jerome's good. Oh, I was here. I remember what you all said. Don't you dare say that you wanted Steve Kerr to play Ty Jerome. You got furious with Steve Kerr because he played Ty Jerome. And everyone was like, why the hell? It was Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb. It's the same two guys. It was as if you couldn't say one of the names without the other one. And everybody was like, this Steve Kerr guy won't play any of the good young players, and instead he's sticking crap journeymen off the street like Ty Jerome in there. Mm. Ty Jerome is the Connor Joe of the Golden State Warriors.
Connor Joe, wow.
The exec was right, and all the fans were wrong. The exec and the coach were right about Ty Jerome. And it turns out he was really good. Boy, we could actually use Ty Jerome. But nobody wanted to see him in there because he represented almost blocking the drafted young players for the Golden State Warriors. Turns out he's a really good player.
Yeah,
could
he's
have
a
used
great player.
His skill set perfectly.
Sure. And I wonder where we draw the line at young player. Do we only talk about like 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds? Because I'm looking at a couple of guys who were 24 when Steve Kerr took over the team, and they've gone on to be Hall of Famers. One was in his second year, Draymond Green. One was in his third year, Klay Thompson. So does he not get some credit for developing them? And I know that Klay Thompson was a first-round pick, and Draymond Green spent a lot of years in college, and he was a second-round pick, but they were young players when Steve Kerr took over, and they went from where he got them to being where they are now. And so does he not get credit for that development? Or do we all just say, well, they're going to be amazing anyway. And so, you know, Steve Kerr doesn't get credit for that because they were already ready-made. They were both 24 when he took over.
I think that's a completely fair point. But what I'm trying to figure out is when exactly is it in the Steve Kerr era that the Warriors weren't trying to win? And why? It's always an interesting thing to me. Like, so many of us fans and media have abandoned the idea of two timelines, but then it's still there when you're talking about assessing Steve Kerr. You can't abandon two timelines and then in the next breath be like, why didn't they develop Jonathan Kuminga while they were winning a ring? That is two timelines. That's two timelines. That's literally the definition of two timelines, which is we're going to win now, and we're also going to bring 18-year-olds who've never played college basketball and turn them into stars so they're ready 6 years from now. How are you going to do that? How exactly are you going to do that? I have no idea. I know that I watch Warrior basketball, and I'm a huge fan. I want them to win. I want them to win. And if that's not the goal at the start of every season and every game, I've got an issue with that, and I'm not saying that Jonathan Kuminga can't win basketball games.
Right.
What I'm saying is those who will argue, hey, you have to give Jonathan time to develop, I'm still wondering where it is everyone supposedly found this time. Before you answer, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
If you think about the Steve Kerr era, and I'll just do this in order, you win the finals, you lose the finals, you win the finals, you win the finals, you lose the finals. That was his first 5 years. And when you lose the finals in 2019, you lose Klay, you lose KD, and then the next year you immediately go into a little bit of a tank where you go 15-50. So when you lose Klay and KD in those finals, that's where the whole idea about getting younger and the future comes in. And you have two straight years where you don't make the playoffs, and then out of nowhere, you win the dang thing again. So that to me is where the two timelines had to be put on the back burner because you again were a championship team.
Yep.
And you did it with Kuminga on the roster, Moody on the roster. Jordan Poole was 20 minutes a game in the regular year, and he was a factor, but he was not at a point where he was going to be the future. And the Draymond thing happened, and I do think that that was the big reason why, or at least a reason why you traded him. But two timelines changed when you won the title in 2022. You could no longer like, look to the future and think, all right, Kuminga, Wiseman, Poole, whoever else we eventually draft, we're going to let them play a lot, and we're going to ease out of these other guys.
Yeah, which is kind of why we started where we did today, where I'm like, look, I think, in fact, all of us, there's probably some level of exhaustion about sort of arguing the moment with Jonathan Kuminga. It's not like I don't see where Jonathan would be coming from, and he would be frustrated. I'm sure he is. We've gone over all of the statements from Steve Kerr. Some people accept them, some don't. I do. And I think we do. You arrive at a spot where you go, oh, they probably shouldn't have picked him. They probably shouldn't have picked him. They probably should have picked somebody who was more ready-made to help that team right then, but they had no idea that they were still elite. They had no idea. And I think that that's fair, because a lot of us didn't think they were still elite. Even halfway through that year, a lot of us still didn't think that they could compete at that level. And then they did. And then once you do, of course you're still going to think you can again the next year and the year after that and all of that. So has that gotten in the way of Kuminga's minutes? No doubt. No doubt. So I don't know if that qualifies as buyer's remorse or whatnot, but yeah, like in a perfect world, the Warriors probably could have gotten helped more by someone else, and Jonathan's career could have gotten helped more by being somewhere else. That's probably a true statement. Let's go back out to the phones. David in El Cerrito. Hi, David. Thanks for calling us.
Hey. I think you guys are having the wrong conversation. I feel like you've been having it for days.
Oh.
How did the Warriors do in the playoffs last year?
Last year? I don't believe they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And how'd they do this year?
They won the first round.
Yep.
And then they were up 1-0 in round two, and then their best player got hurt. That'd be my summary.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct. And he gets hurt because he's not young, and he's not getting any younger.
Well, you can do the because all you want. I think it's super unfair. I'll just put that right out of the – I don't think you get to say why someone got hurt. That's just my opinion.
But he did, and he's 38.
Right.
And they're all getting older.
Jason,
and we're sitting – the Warriors
Jason,
don't
Jason
have,
Tatum got
the
hurt,
Warriors
David.
Don't have the,
did Jason Tatum get hurt? How old is Jason Tatum?
Sure.
Okay.
The Warriors don't have the luxury of – getting rid of assets, because this city doesn't have the capability to bring in free agents across all sports.
What?
They don't have the luxury of getting rid of – who do they bring in that's a major name in any sport other than a kid that went to Stanford? Who do they bring in?
Which team are you talking about? Yeah, from Kevin Durant?
Any team. Any team.
Does Willie Adames count?
Currently.
That's a major free agent. Does that not count to you?
Come on, guys.
What do you mean?
Javon Hargrave?
The cost of living here for players is exorbitant. The Warriors franchise does not have the capability to get rid of assets. They need to unload assets and figure out the assets they do have. That's how this works.
Oh, that's how this works. You've got it figured out.
That's how it will work.
So you're suggesting that they should what? Move on from Steph Curry? Is that what you're suggesting?
They should. How do you not? What's the other option? You think this kid's going places?
How do you
forward?
Not? I mean, you not because it's literally the entire franchise value. He's literally the greatest athlete that's ever happened to this city. He's literally still why people buy tickets and go watch him. He's literally, in fact, I think increased his value by what happened a week and a half ago by showing you that a team can be in the second round and up 1-0, and the minute he leaves, they can't even function anymore. That's how you keep him.
They barely got into the playoffs.
Right.
And you think this is not a – you don't think this is a diminishing return at some point? You don't think at some point you need to unload and reload? You can't get rid of assets. You need to figure out how to make the assets you have better that are young. You don't want to keep going down the road of old. I know it hurts, but this is the reality of math, sports, and economics.
Well, I actually think that Joe Lacob's got pretty good economic people around him, and I think that they firmly and wildly disagree with you, David. So you can
He got one player he drafted, and he got lucky.
Who's that?
His name's Steph Curry.
Oh, they didn't draft any? They didn't draft Draymond Green? They didn't draft Klay Thompson?
They didn't draft Steph Curry. This was a previous regime.
Sure. Like what? I said, sure.
What does that even mean? What does your sarcastic sure even mean, David? What does that mean?
I'm saying who are the players that are these big name free agents that want to come to the most expensive tax state in the country? Who are these people?
Do you
Whose
understand?
Agents want to tell them yes,
David,
go there.
David, you're gonna dismiss this because I can tell you don't even understand how this process works. Do you realize that Jimmy Butler just chose the Warriors? Mm. Do you realize that he makes
chose?
Yes,
chose,
you don't think
chose the Warriors.
You don't
know how long that guy was trying to get somewhere.
Not that long, like half a season, and he did, and he got over $100 million to arrive. And NBA players absolutely have that kind of agency. He is not coming here unless
he signed.
Yes, he signed.
Is he young? Did he sign?
Yes.
Is he young? See the future?
I don't care if he's young, David. That's your issue. That's your thing that you're hung up on, all sarcastic and rude. That's going, not like that's
it's
not
the franchise issue. It's the franchise issue going forward.
It's
you
not.
Need to
it's
figure
not.
Out your
David.
Young assets. You need to. Yes, it is.
It's
they're not.
Not
winning anymore. You need to figure
that's
out your young
opinion.
Assets.
That's your opinion, David.
Sure.
And all the people who are super smart over at Chase Center disagree with you. And our ratings disagree with you.
Oh.
And the standings disagree yeah. with you. These people, like
the
what
standings.
You're. Yes, what you're saying, David, because you're still stuck on the first half of the season, which, by the way, was when the team was centered a little bit more on their young assets, and they sucked. And then they got your old guy who you hate, and then they stopped losing basketball games.
How did Steph Curry get hurt?
Because he plays basketball and it happens, David. I know that you want to act like a doctor and you think you 1,000% know that this was inevitable, and it wasn't. It happened. It's a risk you take. I'm not sitting here saying that he's still young. But if your concept is that the now $8 billion franchise should move off of their cash cow when he's still playing at elite level, you're wrong. You're flat wrong.
Okay.
It's not about the future
they're not
yet.
Win. They're not winning again. They're not winning again with this circle of people.
They're not
so
winning with their young guys
make
either,
your young
David.
Assets better.
They're not winning with them either. They're not good enough.
I understand. That they're not the focal point. They're not the focal point.
No.
That's the issue.
It's not the issue. Well, David, we're going in circles now. Thank you for your call. Like, that's just, no. No. They can't be the focal point yet. You don't do that. To Wardell, you're trying to win. And I think it's such a complete cherry pick for people who do this. You watch Warrior basketball. You love it. You see the way that it's going. You get on the road. You win a seven-game series against the two seed. You go up one game to none. And then a guy strains his hamstring, and you're like, see, I told you so. Like, stop. Stop acting like you're that above it and you knew that was going to happen. You didn't know that was going to happen. It might have and it might not have. And there's no way that it was going to go better by doing this some other way. No chance.
Well, and it might again, but you are now completely pot committed to the next 2 years of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. Unless you do something really, really dramatic and drastic, this is what you've decided you're going to do. So if that is the backdrop of what the Warriors have chosen to do, and I believe that that is where we're going with this, then your job is to make Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond have the most, you know, supple and pliable pieces around them. And if that doesn't include Jonathan Kuminga, well, then you gotta eat it if he goes out and he turns into being a superstar somewhere else and it comes back to haunt you.
This happened when the Farhan Zaidi comment came out. I can't stand it when people start firing on our city. Oh, no one's ever going to come here. It's ridiculous. You think Jimmy Butler's worried about the cost of living? You're talking about major free agents, and you're telling me that they're worried because they can't afford Lafayette? What are we doing? What on earth are we doing? There are tons of athletes attracted to these franchises. They're very, very good franchises who know what they're doing.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Boys, I wanted to get this in. I know we got to go to a break real quick. The All-NBA teams were announced today, and Steph Curry made it.
Oh!
Second team All-NBA. Your first team, SGA, Jokic, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, second team, Jalen Brunson, Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Evan Mobley.
I wish they'd moved on from him.
38.
Yep.
Responsible.
He's only 37. So. Like, We're all trying to rush him to be 38. True. He won't be 38 until...
He just turned 37.
Pi Day is his birthday, and I now will remember that forever, so...
Oh.
He's barely 37.
March 14th.
Correct.
Sweet. Yep. All right, we're sponsored by Cache Creek.
Slow down, it's okay.
Casino Resort.
He got you.
I'm like Draymond Green coming in the game right now. Woo! Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Try it again.
I already said it.
No,
Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Right. Yeah. Say it slowly and say it like you actually mean it. Don't rush through it.
No, I did. Hey, Cache Creek Casino Resort, your picks. No, I'm not.
And you know what? We're going to see you soon.
Yeah, we're going to see
you. Cache Creek.
Yeah, we will.
Casino Resort.
888-957-9570. We've also got a healthy portion of the Steve Kerr conversation coming up for you next on Willard and Dibs.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We are joined on the River Islands guest line by none other than Steve Kerr, head coach of the Dubs. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are we're doing fantastic. And by the way, before we get into to chatting with you, want to remind everybody that it is all presented by Great Clips, and sports success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. All right, coach, I wonder, with a little bit of space from the elimination and then the exit interviews and you get to now, kind of what's your view on the way this all kind of played out, and why, in the absence of Steph Curry, you guys just you weren't able to kind of grasp at least one game?
Well, I don't think my feelings have changed that much, frankly, even with, having a week to think about it. There's a reason Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And, he's one of the greatest players of all time. And, when we lost him, that was a pretty tough blow. And I think game three was the key. You know, we had our shot up six, mid fourth. That's the game that we really needed to get, because if we get that, the tone of the series changes. And, Steph was scheduled to come back for game six, and we just had to find a way to get to game six, but couldn't do it. Again, Minnesota played really well for us. Just the lack of perimeter shooting was the toughest thing for us to try to solve. And we just, we've obviously always been a great shooting team, but we've been pretty top heavy with our shooting overall, with some of the greatest shooters of all time, with Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant. But we haven't been a team that's, sort of built with, seven or eight different perimeter shooters. So when Steph goes out, it's just a lot tougher to get the spacing you need in the modern game.
You mentioned game three, and that's where Jimmy Butler was terrific shooting it. He had 26 attempts and then just 20 attempts combined in games four and five. Is it fair to say he took a back seat, or did Minnesota just focus more on him defensively, which made it so he couldn't try to be Batman with Steph out of the game?
Well, if you think about Jimmy's game, the way he likes to play, I mean, he's the best ISO player in the league, but he does it in a very unique way. And I'm talking analytically, like if ISO plays across the league, Jimmy, I don't know if he finished number one, but basically he's number one in points per possession. If not number one, then top few. But it's different. It's not, it's not like an ISO into a jump shot. It's an ISO into survey and find an open guy on the perimeter, or get fouled, or get to the rim. And so those last three games of the series, last four games, it just didn't have much spacing. Part of that was, we went away from Moses Moody and Quentin Post the way the series was going. And so he didn't have as much shooting around him as he normally does. And so all of a sudden the pictures were much different. And, Jimmy was basically going against McDaniels with Gobert at the rim and not much shooting around him. So the game got way tougher, for Jimmy in those last few, and that was just kind of the way it shook out.
Steve, just because you mentioned his name, we're very curious about Moses Moody, the struggles he had down the stretch, and then the news today that there's a thumb injury and that he needed surgery. Do you equate those two things? Is that what was going on for him down the stretch?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you never really know, how much stuff like that factors in. You never want to make an excuse for it. And Moses definitely didn't make any excuses for it. I just think that, the way the Houston series shook out, they put Şengün on him. It kind of changed all the matchups. It changed the rhythm of the game. We turned to Buddy. Buddy gets going and has 33 in game 7 and, 24 in game 1 of the Minnesota series. So things really shifted towards Buddy and away from Moses. So sometimes that's the way it works in the playoffs. That's how it worked out this time. I was really happy for Moses the way he came back and played so well in game 5 in the fourth quarter when we got him back out there. But it just didn't work out for him that well or Quentin, in the series based on the matchups. And like I said, sometimes it just plays out that way.
And it kind of played out in reverse for Jonathan Kuminga, where he kind of fell out of the rotation against Houston, and then Steph gets hurt, and suddenly you need some scoring. And so he comes in and takes on a much bigger share. Would Jonathan Kuminga have been a part of that series had Steph not gotten hurt?
Well, you don't know. I mean, there's a reason that we were playing the guys we were, in the Houston series and down the stretch of the season, because we found a formula that worked, and we found lineup combinations that worked. And when you find something like that in the NBA, you stick with it, because winning is really hard. So, these are always questions that are tough to answer hypothetically. But I know that we had found a groove and we were winning and we advanced in the playoffs. And so we were going to keep doing, what we were doing. But as soon as you go down in a series, you have to rethink everything. And so we may have rethought it and gotten him out there, but who knows?
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, this may not surprise you. You were on the TK show with Tim Kawakami recently and thought what you were saying in that conversation about the Jonathan Kuminga, umbrella overall topic was really, really interesting. And we've gotten a lot of conversation out of it today. And so I wanted to ask you this, because when you said that you guys have been trying to kind of hammer home the way that you want him to play, it felt to me like you were at least insinuating that you guys want him to play one way and maybe he doesn't. But I don't want to put words in the mouth. You tell me, is there a bit of a disagreement between the staff and Jonathan in terms of how he should be playing?
I don't think there's a disagreement. I think that there is maybe a different view, from his perspective and what he's comfortable doing. He's obviously a natural scorer. You saw that in the Minnesota series when he got his opportunity. He scored really well, and that's what he's most comfortable doing. But with our team and the way we're built, and with Steph and Jimmy, they're going to dominate the ball. What we need from that spot is rebounding, and we need the passing, the connection, and yes, we need the scoring, but it has to come within the context of what we're really good at and what we're really great at for the last 2 months. With Jimmy and Steph. So I think, I said it to Tim yesterday. I mean, young players take some time sometimes to figure out, who they are and what kind of player they are and what their role is. And it's not always easy. And he, as I said, JK's 22. And I think there's plenty of growth ahead, but it's never an easy road when you're sort of going down a path like this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to come out of that conversation for a lot of people and wonder if this is a can't do it or a won't do it kind of a conversation. In other words, these things you're asking him to do, you believe he's capable of doing them, right?
I do, but it's you go down the path and you try to get, you know, some kind of habits that are built, and you know you want them to be consistent, and so you know in year four you would hope that those things are coming, and I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, you know, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year. But the way the team is built, you know, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games, and so, you know, the fit with Jonathan. And I've been very open with him about this as well. The fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot, you know. So it's you throw all that stuff together, and as a coach, you just say, all right, what's the best way for us to win? How does the puzzle fit together? And that's why we ended up kind of in the situation we did, where he fell out of the loop a little bit. And, you know, not his fault, but, you know, again, young player, we're trying to win, and we went down the path we felt gave us the best chance to do that.
You made a great comp to Aaron Gordon on the TK pod, and we were playing that sound before, and you even mentioned that Aaron Gordon had to go elsewhere to kind of start to figure it out. Do you think that Jonathan Kuminga could develop into doing the things that you need him to do here in Golden State over the course of the offseason and, you know, coming back with the veteran core, or will he have to try and find this sort of role elsewhere?
Well, I mean, he's definitely capable of doing that here, and that's obviously what we're going to be focused on, you know, as a coaching staff. JK told me he's going to be around here a lot more this summer. He hasn't been around our facility much the last couple summers, but he's got a couple of young girls. He's much more settled down now, wants to be in one place. And so he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him and try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays, if, you know, for him to help us win. You know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff, to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
That's an interesting conversation it sounds like you guys have, because, Steve, if we had a nickel for every time a listener called us and said, boy, JK must want out of here. Like, did you take for, does JK, you think, does he want to stay a Warrior?
I think the number one thing is that JK and I have a very good relationship. We talk all the time. We like each other. This is all just basketball. This is not a case of JK coming in saying, hey, I got to get out of here. I want this. I want that. This is just trying to make this fit and trying to make this work. But every player, every young player, even the older guys, like they want to fit in well with what's happening. And so I think there's got to be part of JK that thinks about going elsewhere, and you know, would he get more of an opportunity? And those are all very normal human emotions to think about.
You've talked a lot about, you know, JK not necessarily fitting with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond all in the court at the same time. Is that fit something that can be developed and nurtured now that you're going to have theoretically all four guys in a training camp and leading into a season?
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, you know, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured. And we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I'd really love to explore the emotional side of like Steph Curry's kind of helpless frustrations as this thing ended up kind of slipping away for you guys. For us fans, it was hard to watch those facial expressions for him over there on the bench. So I'd love to hear from your perspective the emotions you felt for Steph in not being able to be there as the season ended.
Yeah, I mean, you feel terrible for the guy. I mean, he's nobody cares more than Steph. Nobody puts more effort, more thought, more work into being great. And there's a reason he does it. He loves the process. He loves to win. He hates to lose. He's the ultimate competitor. And so you go through an 8-month season, you get to that point, and the team's in a great place. He's in a great place. Up 1-0 in a series. Man, it's just excruciating for the team, but especially for Steph to just not have him out there, not be able to get out on the floor for Steph. It was brutal. But oh, as always, Steph has amazing perspective. He knows how lucky he is. He knows how great his life is, and he's not going to get too down because he's Steph Curry. He's got an incredible perspective on things.
Bittersweet and tantalizing were the words I used, because you go up 1-0 and it felt like maybe there was something special happening, and of course Steph gets hurt. Do you get hurt?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
By the fact that you won game one and you started to really see what, you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond could do toward the tail end of the year. And does that give you extra hope going into next year that you guys can really take another legitimate swing at it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after Jimmy arrived, you know, we were top five in both offense and defense in terms of ratings, you know, net ratings. And that's... those are the hallmarks of a championship team, and all three guys are just incredible competitors and playoff performers. So the fact that we were right there, we win, you know, the first round, we're up 1-0 in the second round, like, you know, when there's only 8 teams left, all of that, everything we saw, all the data, the chemistry in the locker room, it was all, you know, very, very promising. So you run it back again next year for sure, and you see what you can do, you know, around those guys and try to improve a little bit, you know, both in terms of the roster, but also the, you know, what we can do as coaches, you know, scheme-wise and lineup combinations, all that stuff. And I think we go into next season with a lot of energy and a lot of lot of expectations.
Yeah, like without using names that are either on your team or not on your team, like, does that go through your mind? If you could go to a computer and build the kind of players that you want to add to this team for next year, what would you do?
Well, I always love passing. I, you know, my 11 years here, we've always had guys who can move the ball. The game just connects when you can pass. You look at the Pacers, you know, the way they're playing, and so much of their offense comes from the passing. You know, the Pacers and us were the number one and number two passing teams in terms of passes per game this year in the NBA, both in the regular season and the playoffs. It's always been our style. It's always been the thing that unlocks Steph the best. So anybody who can pass the ball can play for me. And then I think the shooting I mentioned, you know, just because we've been a little top heavy on the shooting side, if we could add a little more spacing, I think that would be really helpful as well. But of course, you know, those are qualities that are tough to come by. And you go through the free agent list, you go through potential trades. There's never anybody that's easily accessible, because if we think they're good, other teams think they're good too. So I have great faith in Mike and Joe and Kirk and the front office, and I know that Joe always does everything possible to you know, put the best team on the floor, and so I have a lot of faith in what our front office can do, and we're gonna do everything we can to put the best team out there possible.
Hey, real quick, Coach, a comment on Draymond Green, first team all defense, but also would love to know, do you think he should have won DPOY?
Well, I believe this is his 9th time on the all defense team.
Yep.
That's insane. I mean, obviously Draymond's heading for the Hall of Fame, you know, first ballot. Yeah, the longevity, the impact of his game defensively. I think it's honestly, it has resonated around the league. Everybody over, you know, the last 7-8 years says the same thing. We got to get our Draymond. You know, we got to get our version of Draymond. The problem is there's only one. You know, and there's just nobody out there who can do everything that Draymond does defensively. And that's why he's so unique. That's why he's so decorated as a defensive player. And as for the, you know, defensive player of the year, I think he should have won more than one. But he's recognized around the league. The coaches, people know how good he is.
Coach, also real quick, would love to get a comment on the final performance from Brandon Pajemski, which looked like it ran the full gamut, like a bunch of points and a bunch of shots. You barking at him on the sidelines. You know, you mentioned afterwards some things you'd like him to do differently coming up next year. What did you take from that final performance from him?
Well, I was thrilled that he had that breakout game in game five. It was important for him, I think, for his confidence. I think it was important for him to feel the difference, you know, between that game and others. And I think there's a lot to learn as a young player in the playoffs. The playoffs kind of expose everything about a team and an individual, and it teaches you what you need to work on. And it was a great experience for Brandon. I'm a huge fan of his, a believer of his game, and I just think he's going to come back even better next year as a result.
Coach, thank you for the entire year. No one is classier than you, and it means the world to us, and we really appreciate the extended time that you spend with us every single week, including this week. And we're already looking forward to next year. But above all, just thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to our chats every week. And you guys do a great job. And we'll keep it rolling next year for sure.
Coach, have a safe trip and hit those golf balls straight too.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Take care.
There's Steve Kerr right here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, here for your calls. Those of you who are hanging out, including Doug in Berkeley.
Doug's
going to get a big highlighter circling his name coming up next. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in on any of this, including we've got a question about what might happen next with Jonathan Kuminga and how Warrior fans might feel about it. We got that. But also, around the bend here, within the next 20 to 25 minutes, Brock Purdy on 95.7 The Game yesterday. Got some highlights from that to go through as well on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.